BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 22, verses 19 through 22. Agony has not quenched the fire of faith and love for God. The author proclaims, though distressed, confidence enough to request, quote, "But you, O Lord, be not far off. O my strength, come quickly to help me, deliver, rescue, save." With his last breath while on the cross, Jesus prayed, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Luke chapter 23, verse 46. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Jesus, though he died an afflicted death by the power of the dogs, did not lose faith in the Father. All those who follow Jesus will follow him through his fire. Fire burns away the dross. The fire strengthens the blade when quenched. Repeated beatings and folding of steel make for a strong, sharp blade. The author of Hebrews wrote his persecuted followers of faith, quote, "Remember those early days, after you have received the light, when you stood your ground in a great contest in the face of suffering? Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times, you stood side by side with those who were so treated. You sympathized with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property, because you knew that you yourselves had better and lasting possessions. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith. And if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved." Hebrews chapter 10, verses 32 through 39.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.